Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At this point, who knows what we're being sold, by the way? Who knows if this is actually what we have or not? Like, is this entirely that what we have? Is this real, or are we just throwing smoke once again? Because I think you're in a potential area that smoke could be a problem and could be a reality compared to maybe what it was before. I don't know if I can rely on, again, sort of a situation where I can trust what the Browns are saying. I can trust what everybody else is saying, that these boards are Cam Ward ahead of Shador, and it's miles of far from where it was. Everything we've known up to this point has been Cam and Shador sort of working hand in hand and not getting to a point where, I don't know, like, you're just waiting. You're sitting there waiting, trying to see which quarterback emerges at top. But if it was that close of a battle in the first place, how did we get to now Cam Ward far above Shador Sanders? Neither guy threw. All they did was sit there and talk. And everything we heard out of the reporters was, Shador did a great job at the mic. Shador did a great job in getting himself there. In fact, Ian Rappaport was on NFL Network and sort of talked about the idea that Cam Ward maybe in how he is rising above even a Shador.
It does sound like in the interviews, Cam Ward has been, I would say, exactly what the team's hope does seem, based on the conversations I've had with general managers, top evaluators, that it is Cam Ward right now and everyone else. I'm not saying he's going to go number one, but it does seem, as it stands now, that if a quarterback goes number one, it is likely him, knowing that we haven't seen him do anything at the Senior Bowl, didn't see him do anything here. His pro day obviously looms large.
Again, and Ian points it out there at the end, an audio courtesy of NFL Network. We've seen everything to a point of they don't do anything. They have not done anything. They have not thrown the football, and we're waiting on the pro days, and you really haven't heard. There's been rumblings about, Cam Ward's probably the better quarterback. Shador, people have had him lower in the rankings, obviously, but I think both these guys boosted up by their positional value and where they stand right now, compared to a Travis Hunter, an Abdul Carter, who might be the better talent. But we all know that quarterback has you fly up. Quarterback is much higher up than you want it to be. Just because of the position it is, you end up with that guy going higher in the draft because he can be a franchise changer. He can be a true difference maker. And now we're sitting here trying to find out where either of these guys end up. What do we see, and how do we turn to this thing, and why is Shador dropping? Why is Shador falling below a Cam Ward? And if these are the reports, if the several reports I've had are that teams are considering Cam Ward a step above, right? And Shador, I've heard falling, he could be, you know, his sort of highest spot at this point could very well be sixth to the Raiders. And that he could fall potentially even farther than that. I wonder sort of the different factors in play, right? Shador, we know it could be playing this media game where he tells you, no, I'm cool going anywhere. It doesn't matter. And that's the picture, of course, that you'd love to paint and show everyone, no, I'm not going to be the person to, you know, be the diva, demand where I go and make a real difference. It's going to be, I just want to go to wherever drafts me, and I'm going to be happy in doing that, and everybody's going to, you know, kumbaya, we'll all be okay. When in reality, we know that Shador has the potential to sort of demand where he wants to go. And at this point, I'm asking you, as we wait for Matt Verderam, we might just push him back a little bit further into the show. So I'm going to ask you 216-474-0092. Shador Sanders still worthy of the number two pick after the reports that we've gotten that Cam Ward could just be the higher quarterback, that he is the guy that you should be looking for and turning to and saying this is going to be the guy. I just can't be confident anymore. I don't know that I can just sit there and bang the table for Shador after all the reports coming out. Now, if you tell me there's no quarterback off the board, I'm probably to the point where maybe now I want to talk to some people throughout the week. I want to see how substantiated these claims are and if everybody's getting that feel. But if that's going to be the case, sure. If both quarterbacks are available to you at two, why not? Go Cam Ward. Go Cam Ward. That has always been my take. I felt like Shador was better, but at any point, if you've fallen in love with either of these quarterbacks and you felt like they could be the difference maker, my stance has always been, go take the quarterback. That's what I want. If it's Cam Ward or Shador, just find a quarterback you love. I thought that would be Shador. If it ends up being Cam, I'm not upset. I think the real question now comes in, though. If Cam goes number one and you're sitting there as the Browns, and you wanted Cam Ward, and he was the top quarterback. And let's say you like Shador. You had him as a top 10 pick, right? But maybe you were looking to really hope Cam fell to you. But you don't think Cam or Shador is a bad quarterback. Is he still worthy at that point, then, of taking him at number two and just going second best quarterback on the board? And giving up, potentially, what could be, hey, a just better overall talent. Is the positional value enough to put you above that range? And again, 216-474-0092. I don't know. It feels like if that's going to be the true value and that's where the Browns are, the big picture here was always don't reach. You do not want to reach and take one of these guys because you feel like you have to. You don't want to make a desperation move. And at this point, if you consider him a top 10 pick, if you consider him a top quarterback and you're afraid of him going off the board, is that a desperation pick or is that just positional value? Is that just saying, I can go and say confidently, Shador can change a franchise, that's what top 10 picks do, and I'm willing to take that risk even though I don't feel like he's the best quarterback in this draft? I mean, very well, the Commanders, and I understand we're comparing two very different draft classes, but the Commanders could have definitely had the opinion that they were not getting the best quarterback of last year's draft. It would not have stopped them from taking Jaden Daniels. The difference there is if the feeling was that Jaden Daniels should be the second overall pick, and that's what it was, that he is the second overall player off that board, and maybe with Shador, it's not going to be the same thing. Joe DeLeon was on Afternoon Drive with JP and Spencer today and talked about the Browns' interest in Cam Ward and sort of now where Shador ranks in all this.
The biggest rumor that I heard was that it sounds like the Browns are very interested in drafting a quarterback at that number two spot, and they seem to be the most interested in Cam Ward. I don't think that Shador really is going to be worried if he slides at all, because I think that his whole family, his whole team want to be very deliberate about which teams consider drafting him. I think that this is going to be one of the most unexpected parts of this draft, is that Shador Sanders could go in one of the most random spots. Like he I don't think he's going to be the second overall pick. I think that he could go somewhere in the 10 range, or he could go even later than that, because he wants a specific destination. He wants to control where he lands. I don't think he's going to be a Cleveland Brown. I think that if there is a quarterback that does get selected by Cleveland in the first round, it would be Cam Ward.
And again, that's sort of the point that I brought up and what Joe reinforces there. is the idea that, yes, maybe this is just Shador demanding where he wants to go. And if that's the case, I think we can all confidently say he's probably not trying to force his way into Cleveland. Right? New York, maybe. Vegas, maybe. Not Cleveland. If you're trying to command where you go, and that's a reason that you're flipping right now and falling in the draft, it's not because you're trying to sell him that, yeah, I really do like Cleveland. But again, this is where I have the entire issue, because if that's the truth and that's what's really happening, what's the point for Shador? What has been the entire telling me that, I play with the Browns and trying to endear yourself to Browns fans. I play with them on Madden. And he said countless other things just about, teams at the top of the draft, right? The Giants. He wore the cleats. In his last game with Colorado, he's wearing cleats. It's like, hey, maybe I'll be a Giant. He's pointed a million different things out to several different cities, trying to make himself appeasable to those fans. If at the end of the day, you're just going to try and go and command where you go and where you end up, what's the point of all that? It's just supposed to be good PR? Bank it up, building a little bit of buzz, hoping you get paid a little bit more money, somebody trades up for you? At the end of the day, if that's the case, that's what you're fighting for. Doesn't feel like maybe it was.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
What's the best option? 216-474-0092. Is Shador Sanders still worthy of the number two pick after reports that apparently Cam Ward is far above? You can also get me on X at VolnickJake, V-O-L-I-N-E-C, Jake. We'll try to get a hold of Matt Verderam and see if we can put him somewhere later in the show. As soon as we know, you'll know. But right now, asking you that, it's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan. Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan. The Browns just have a whole list of things they can do. Just a whole list of things they can do. Apparently, I don't know, I missed out. We're having a studio dance party. I'm not invited. All right. You guys can't see it. Tom's going crazy. Anthony's behind the glass going crazy. We'll just, All right, music. I don't know why it's my show. It's not even my show. It's a dance party at this point. Anybody?
We're having fun with or without you, Jake Vornik. Get hype.
All right. I mean, I'm glad everybody else is having a good time. Everybody else is having a good time. That's what counts. I just think the Browns have a lot of options they can go with right now. At the two spot, obviously, we've known this. They've been able to go a million different directions. But with the reports coming out and sort of where they are right now, I just think there's so many different things that you can kind of get into. There's so many different things that can end up now transpiring if Cam Ward goes off the board. Right? And I think that's the most important part here, because if Cam Ward falls to you and all these reports are true, you're absolutely just... you're a moron. You're a moron if you don't go Cam Ward. If that's the reality and everybody has him ahead of Shador and he falls short, Shador and you don't take him. It seems like he's miles ahead of whatever other quarterback, and it feels like at this point he's going to be the number one pick, whether by the Titans or somebody else. So if you get him at two, I just think great. Problem is, if Cam Ward goes off the board at two, what happens? Where do you go? And that's what I'm asking you, 216-474-0092. Is Shador Sanders still worthy of the number two pick after these reports have come out? And I'm just not 100% sold. I just don't know what your other options are, though. If you're the Browns sitting at two, and the scenario that played out and what we've been told over the combine, I still like being at the two spot. I still like being there. We've heard that 10 is essentially the same pick as 35, that all those guys are in the same range. We've heard days 2, 3, and 4 are going to be filled with very good talent, and that's going to be the meat of this draft, and you're going to have what should be plenty of starters that come out of that range. And what that tells me is, okay, the Browns sitting at pick 33, I love. The Browns having multiple third-rounders, I love, and a fourth-round pick and a fifth-round pick, great. And I love you being at the number two spot. Because if there's a top 10-level talent, and those guys separate themselves from the next 25 players beyond, you're in a good spot. You don't want to drop out of the top 10, but that should tell you that, okay, this drafting somewhere in there should be good as well. And at the two spot, again, if you lose Cam Ward and that's not an option on the table, you should still have a lot of places to turn to. If the top 10 is filled with great players, you'll still have Abdul Carter. You'll still have Travis Hunter, Shador Sanders, and a few other players balancing in that range. But I think that's sort of where the conversation ends for the most part, potentially for the Browns. Like Mason Graham, but you're not going to draft him at two. I think if you're going to go get Mason Graham, you're going to trade back and then draft him. Your real options to me at two are Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, or Shador Sanders. And I guess as I sit there and look at it, are any of those guys worth it if Cam Ward isn't there at this point from what we're being told? And I don't know that if I'm the Browns, I'm salivating over an Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. Really great players. I've said time and time again that I think those are both very talented individuals. I think Travis Hunter is going to succeed wherever he heads up. I just don't think he's a guy who's going to step onto a team that's looking to compete and be able to do that. So as long as the Browns hold that idea and hold firm that they're going to try and compete next year, I don't think Travis Hunter is your greatest pick. And Abdul Carter, I would love, but the foot problem definitely raises a red flag. I'm not sure I want a guy who's dealing with, you know, stress reactions in his foot before he even steps on an NFL field. That spells bad news to me. And if Shador's not the player we thought he was, are you just left at this point with being the team that then needs to trade down? It's a dangerous spot to be. Because if those are the realities you're playing, you're basically picking between, are any of the guys at the top good enough? Versus, is positional value that important? Is it that important to get one of the top quarterbacks, knowing that Shador might be a top 10 pick, but if you trade out of two, you might just end up with not getting a quarterback at all in the first round. And at that point, good luck selling to me that you're trying to be competitive next year. I don't know that what we've heard from Jackson Dart so far is good enough. We definitely haven't heard reports that Jalen Milroe is good enough to be in that range and help you compete. And I think if you watch Will Howard's Pro Day, even Ohio State fans would be like, yeah, let's hope we don't look at that. Let's hope that doesn't play a difference, because that was bad.
And people want to call in and tell us that he can be the quarterback of the Browns. You can't hit a guy wearing pajamas running out there. Get out of here.
We'll get into that at 9 o'clock. Get a grip, by the way, coming up in about 30 minutes. We'll talk a little bit about Will Howard as well at 9:20, by the way. Make sure you're tuned in because you're not going to want to miss what this Boston radio host has to say even after the Cavs took down the Celtics. But yeah, I just don't know that I'm looking at any of the guys right now that in that two spot and falling in love with any of them, given their own individual issues and how those issues align with the Browns. I like Shador. I would like to tell you that at two, if Cam Ward's not there and you still feel like he's a great quarterback and he can be a franchise changer, right? And if you have him graded out as a top 10 pick, I think that's kind of where you place it, no? And he can be a game changer. And at some point, yes, positional value matters. But if everybody has him as a top 5, top 6, top 10 pick, how far down can you really trade? And who are you trading with? Because the idea that you would trade and get somebody to move up has sort of always been the idea that, okay, there'd be a team to come up, the Giants, the Raiders, but it's the idea that those teams are going to want a quarterback. I don't know that anybody else is dying to get up. The only chance you really have is if somebody desperately wants Abdul Carter or desperately wants Travis Hunter. And are they going to be willing to give up the assets to get there and you still have your chance at Shador? Where you're left with, do you still take him at two? I just think it gets murky. It is an idea that you have to bounce back and forth trying to figure out, is any of this worth it? And now more than ever, the worst thing that really could have happened for the Browns was that one quarterback emerges as a clear leader and then everything after sort of falls into place. As the number two pick, that's not what you want to hear, because clear leader in the room is probably going to go number one if he's a quarterback. If Cam Ward is that far above Shador Sanders, you either found out one of two things. You found out, A, Cam Ward is a much better quarterback than what the media was giving him credit for, and NFL teams value his tape a heck of a lot more than everybody else has up to this point. Or you found out that maybe Shador's tape doesn't line up as well as people thought it did. Maybe it's just not as good. Maybe he's not the same quarterback that we've been staring at and hoping could actually turn into a franchise quarterback. If he turns out to be a top 15 to 20 guy, yeah, you don't want to go through and draft him at two, but one of those two things happened. And it's not that they happened overnight. Realistically, when I think these changes happen around the combine and you see these different reports come out, it's just an idea that the media reaches the same page as where NFL teams are at, which again, at the combine makes a ton of sense. For the first time, you're really getting to sit down, talk to a bunch of NFL execs, have them all in the room and sort of get a feel on where everybody has everybody. And that's subject to change as time goes on. But if their feeling is that, yes, Cam Ward is better than every other quarterback right now, well, then I want Cam Ward. Hands down. That's the guy I want. I don't want to play draft at two and end up with, you know, the 20th best player if that ends up being what Shador Sanders is. We've heard varying reports. I've heard people say Shador is a second-round pick. I've heard people say Shador is worthy of the second pick. It's been everywhere across the board. But at that point, it's almost like I'm fighting to go get Cam Ward. Even if it takes me having to move up to the number one pick, I might be moving to go get Cam Ward. Because if I'm left taking sort of cleanup, if I'm taking the scraps, I know that everything right now starts with a quarterback. You don't get competitive, especially in a team where you feel like you have things at least borderline figured out and you can piece together and have this team competitive really quick again. It starts with the quarterback. And if that's going to be Cam Ward, then you have to do everything in your power to go get Cam Ward. You have to be willing, if that's what it takes, to somehow say, yeah, it's worth it for me to move up from 2 to 1 and take Cam Ward. As dumb as that may sound, and as unlikely as that may be, right? This is definitely a conversation that you have at the beginning of March, because the realistic point of view is, if the Titans really wanted Cam Ward, they're going to take him at one. You're probably not going to have a great sell to get them off of the number one pick if they...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Feel like he's a franchise-changing quarterback. And if they're willing to give up the number one pick, chances are they didn't want Cam Ward in the first place. And the only reason that you're trading up is because of the fear somebody else is going to leapfrog you, take that pick, and go for number one, and then take Cam Ward again.
Well, I think the other thing, too, is especially with Matt Stafford going back to the Rams, there's been a lot of talk about the Giants potentially trading up. So do you trade up to one because you know other people are going to?
Yeah, I think that's like the major thing here is, if again, it has to be the battle for Cam Ward. If you feel like both quarterbacks are in the same spot, I think you sit two and you don't worry about it. If you feel like either Cam Ward, Shador Sanders, 1A, 1B, you sit two and you take whatever quarterback falls to you. But if your feeling is that Cam Ward is miles better, then yeah, I think Stafford plays a massive part in this because we know the Giants were in heavy. I think we saw reports today, too, that the Giants essentially had offered him a trade package and a contract already at this point. And he was just like, I'm just going to go back to the Rams. He didn't want to uproot his life. He didn't want to have to go through, you know, potential rebuild with the Giants. It was, well, if I can stay with the Rams and stay as a playoff contender, I'll do that. So yeah, I think teams like Vegas, teams like New York, if reality is, I wanted Matt Stafford, and if not, I'm back on the quarterback hunt, and I'd be willing up and doing what I have to do to go get him. That's sort of the boat that you're back in. If I need to have the top quarterback, and I think it is important for you to have the top quarterback in this draft, or have a top talent at quarterback in this draft. Again, 1A, 1B, you don't move. That's clear as day. But if Cam Ward is that much better, then yeah, I'm probably going and trading up. 216-474-0092. Would you make a trade up to the number one pick if it meant that you got Cam Ward? It'll be interesting. I think everybody's been sort of all over the place as it comes to how you value these quarterbacks, whether or not you should trade back. Everybody's opinion has, one, been anywhere that you could possibly put it. You could just take a dart, throw it, and there could be a million different options, and somebody in Cleveland would have that opinion. But also that the opinions have been ever-changing. As more information goes, everybody has changed their stance on where they are. And Cam Ward has not been the most popular of options. He's not been the most popular guy in town. Shador has dominated the conversation and for a long time here, and now as it flips back to Cam Ward, I think you're left in a spot where we've examined Shador. We've talked about the media fest that he's been, but we haven't really dove into the fact that now Cam Ward's a real option. And I think a lot of people have been either very quiet on the take that they like Cam, or a lot of people had fallen off that idea. But at this point, 216-474-0092, are you moving up to get him with the number one pick? Are you willing to give up extra assets to move up a single position if it means Cam Ward? You can also get me on X at Volnick Jake, VLINECJ, coming up in about 20 minutes. Get a grip. And from 40 minutes, these Boston radio hosts, it's just not taking the Cavs seriously. You won't believe what comes out of his mouth after even a 22-point comeback against the Celtics on Friday. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan. It's Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan, asking you at 216-474-0092 whether or not you'd be willing to move up from 2-1, a single spot in the draft, if it meant taking Cam Ward over Shador Sanders or whoever else you'd like to take it to. Again, I think it all comes back to the realisticness of these reports, and they've been practically across the board, by the way. I've seen about every reporter who was at the Combine say, yeah, most of these teams just have Cam Ward higher. He is the clear runaway pick as the number one guy, and that's just reality. That's where people have him. And if you're the Browns, feeling like you get the worst quarterback if you make the pick at two, yeah, that hurts. Like, if it's that big of a drop-off, we're talking the first best player on the board to the 10th best player, you usually don't want to make that pick at two. That's what we call making a pick out of desperation. The thing that we've all been on the same page for that you never want to do. Nobody wants to have a draft pick made out of desperation. Just because you need a quarterback does not necessarily mean just take the quarterback. You have to love the guy. You have to love him. But if Cam Ward's the guy that you love and you just like Shador Sanders, then in my eyes, you have to find a way to get Cam. Cam Ward has to be the guy. You have to find a way to go and get him and to be a member of the Browns. And if that's what it takes, if it takes going up in the draft, then you have to do it. Because if the Titans decide they don't want him, right? Maybe they just want to acquire more draft capital. Or maybe they really like Abdul Carter and they don't fear that the Browns are going to take him. And they don't fear that, obviously, the team trading up, they're going to trade to somebody who wants Cam Ward at that point. Then they're going to, again, trade Cam Ward away, essentially. Whoever moves up to that spot, if you want a quarterback, if these reports are true, they're taking Cam Ward. So it's not that you feel so bad about having the two pick, you have to move up. It's that you want Cam Ward so bad, and you know that if the Titans don't want him, somebody is flying in to take him that really does. So either way, if the Titans want him or the Titans don't want him, the likelihood that Cam Ward goes one, I think, is higher than ever before. And that should scare Browns fans. It should scare Browns fans that one quarterback is being viewed as the top guy in the room, and the other guy that you thought was neck and neck with him has now fallen down the board. It is not to the same level and is not to the same comparison. That should scare you a little bit.
It seems like from like the videos I see when Cam and Shador talk, Shador, it's either he's more confident that the Browns will take him or he's willing to kind of put himself out there to make it seem that way. And I don't know if that's something that we should actually worry about and consider, or if it's just a young man that has Deion Sanders telling him, hey, this is how you market yourself.
Yeah, I think that's the fear. Not even the fear, but I think that's the tricky game that you play with Shador, is that you know he's confident. There's no question there. You know the confidence that runs through him. It's also like, how much can I trust that comes out of his mouth on a normal basis? Because a lot of this is just a marketing ploy for him, and rightfully so. That is what you're doing on coming up on a draft. You are selling yourself to NFL teams. You just know he's going to be really good at it. He's going to be trying to convince teams they want him as much as he would like to be that number draft pick.
And I will say, I think a number two Shador jersey will sell more than whatever number Cam Ward wears, Browns jersey.
There's no doubt about it. At least, so the problem is if one ends up being a franchise quarterback and the other doesn't, your first couple years of jersey sales really don't pan out. But I think short term, that's definitely a thought. Like if the Cowboys were at the number two pick, I don't know that I'd question all that much that they'd be taking Shador Sanders, because that's a spectacle. You want that. Any day of the week, you get to sell a Shador Sanders jersey that's a Cowboys jersey. I think they take that in a heartbeat. I don't know that Jimmy Haslam operates under that same idea, though. That it's I think it plays into a part for ownership, obviously, because you're bringing in money. But I don't know that they just jump in and Jimmy Haslam's like, well, jersey sales mean that much.
I mean, are you a jersey guy, Anthony? Are you a jersey guy? Yeah, you are. So there are like teams that aren't very good. Like you'll see a specific jersey in. I know we're in Cleveland. I'm not a Browns fan. Everyone knows this. Browns jerseys usually don't travel around a lot.
No, not really.
No. Baker jerseys for a while.
I was going to say, you have to have a really good player. And like Myles Garrett is probably the only one that at any point travels. I don't even know that he does.
So you need a good player, but you need someone that stands out name-wise, right? It's not always about that. Like Tracy McGrady was a good player, but like you shouldn't still be seeing like Tracy McGrady Magic jerseys in public. Or Penny Hardaway, or I mean, basketball's easier comparison, but like those guys shouldn't have jerseys being worn at frat parties in 2025, but they do. I think Shador has that power to be one of those things that if you go to a frat party at Notre Dame or Kent or Mississippi or whatnot, you're gonna see a Shador jersey. I think it would just be more. It'd be more popular. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he'd get jersey sales across the league. He has that type of name value. That type of it's more so.
But does he have the talent? That's what we don't know. We're scared about.
I think again, if you bring that conversation into a Cowboys discussion, it's like, wow, Shador might legitimately end up here because Jerry just loves selling jerseys that much, right? He's all about the money. He's all about the optics of what it looks like. I don't know that Jimmy operates in that same idea. I think Jimmy wants a team that actually wins so he can get out from under the microscope that is the Browns fandom of why isn't this working? You've employed the people who have not made it work. I think he'd love to have the great player. 216-474-0092. Would you be willing to trade up from 2-1 if it meant you got Cam Ward? Let's go out to the phones. Jay is in Cleveland. What's going on, Jay?
Hey, good morning. I mean, good afternoon.
What's going on, man? What do you got?
Hey, well, I feel like this. We've been doing terrible choices at quarterbacks. My God, we can't hit. But I think if Cam Ward can be the truth, he is undoubtedly the best quarterback that's coming out of this, you know, this draft. But trading up, it depends on how much they want us to give to get to this first round draft pick. But if he's a game changer, you know how it is in Cleveland, we won't care. As long as we get somebody to produce and perform and execute, and we can have a franchise quarterback. Do you think he can be a franchise quarterback? I think that he's, you know, considering what we got, I think it'd be a great advantage of having this guy come in, and even if he's set for a year, and we can see, you know, because, you know, a lot of times we just put these guys in and they get killed, and then after that they're never the same.
Yeah.
So I just think that if he's worth it, you know, the gamble on this is a lot, because we won't, it's no telling when we get a draft pick like this again, so we don't want to waste it neither. So I think that maybe we should just go ahead and go for it, and you know, I'm so tired of us busting and losing. It's just crazy that we never get the right quarterback to come in and execute what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, it's wild, and Jay, appreciate the call. I would hope that they would feel really confident about that guy working out. By the way, I looked up, has a team ever traded from second to first in the draft? Most notably, 1990. You ready for the name that ended up being the number one overall pick that year? Jeff George. I don't know that should make you feel great.
Wait, what year did you say?
1990.
Jeff George?
Jeff George.
Do we have more information of Jeff George? I don't think I know who this is.
Now, this is before both of our lifetimes. I feel like Jeff George was a name of a quarterback who definitely stuck around a little bit, but I don't think he was all that great. Let's see. We're doing a deep dive live on air of Jeff George and where we get up. Okay, Jeff played a good amount of NFL seasons from 1990 to 2001, and he threw 154 touchdowns, 113 picks. Doesn't really seem like he was all that winning of a quarterback. Not worthy of a number one pick. I think that's really what it comes down to, right? The Colts ended up drafting him in 1990. And yeah, it doesn't really feel like it panned out all that way. Third in rookie of the year his first year, ended up fourth as a comeback player of the year in 1999. And those are his most notable accolades.
He was an old rookie as well. He was 23 when he played his first game. And if it makes you wonder if he was any good or if the team was winning with him, 93 was his last year, and 94 is when they went to the AFC Championship and they were one play away from beating the Steelers and going to the Super Bowl with Jim Harbaugh. So,
yeah.
So if that doesn't tell you if he was bad or not, there you go.
Yeah, a career record of 46-78.
Not a Super Bowl record, I would say.
No, I would not say so. So, like, I think that's the danger that you go like, to. And we're bringing up an issue from 35 years ago, right? The Colts trading up. It's a long history going back and dating to that. But I think that's the fear of Browns fans, is that you turn in to the 1990 Colts. And Jeff George, a.k.a. Cam Ward, starts, 12 games and has a record of 5-7. And you say, oh, 5-7, but he's a rookie. And then he goes and he starts 16 games the next year and goes 1-15. And you're right back where you started. I think that is the problem that you run into, and where people kind of get scared of it, and rightfully so. Like, if you're going to trade up, and I don't know what it takes to go up and get that trade off and actually pull it off, but I don't know how you're going to get that done without giving up at least some notable capital, right? It's not just going to be, hey, trade one pick back and we'll give you our seventh. Like, that's not going to happen. Nobody's going to be able to do that deal. Nobody wants to do that deal. And I don't think anybody would feel all that great. Like, it's just, let's see. The Colts traded Chris Hinton, Andre Rison, and a fifth-round pick. And a 1991 first-round pick to the Falcons to get Jeff George. That feels like a lot.
So they traded with the Falcons?
Traded with Falcons, in which they traded Chris Hinton, Andre Rison, a fifth in a 1991 first.
Do you know who he played for next after the Colts?
He went to the Falcons.
He went to the playoffs. He was 1-2 in the playoffs. He had an opening round win with the Vikings in 99. And then they lost their second round. Also, if it makes you feel better that maybe this comparison isn't the best comparison to make, Jeff George was a one-year wonder, essentially. He had 19 touchdowns his senior year, his senior year. His junior year, he only had 9 touchdowns, and he did not play in 87, I'm not sure why. In 86, he had 4 touchdowns.
No, Dom, this doesn't make me feel any better, because Cam Ward is also, respectfully, to a degree, a one-year wonder.
A little different, I would say.
Well, he had a good year at Washington State, but he wasn't playing elite competition. Nobody considered him a first-round, top-of-the-draft pick in 2023.
That's fair, but and you're not going to like the comparison I'm going to make next. Neither was Pickett, neither was Burrow, who were one-year wonders in college.
No, I 100%. I mean, listen, those are obviously two broad sides of the spectrum, too. Pickett, who clearly didn't pan out.
I mean, but both Heisman candidates that won their conference.
No,
I mean,
I'm saying at the NFL level, it's polar opposites. It's Kenny Pickett, who didn't pan out as a starter, as a backup right now.
Yeah,
and Joe Burrow.
Super Bowl champ.
That he is. Not to you, I guess. But also, then Joe Burrow, who's considered the elite of the elite. Like, one of the best quarterbacks in all of the NFL. So you're going one-year wonder. Again, I'm not saying Jeff George is the comparison, but guys, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel like that's a... If you end up in a Jeff George situation, the Browns fans are not going to be happy. If you trade up and give up capital, like that was two players and a fifth, and then a first-round pick swap in which the Colts went 1991 and traded the next year first-round pick and basically drafted 1 and 2. Like, it didn't work for them. It was not good. And Browns fans would be, I think, livid if you did that. All right, 9 o'clock. Get a grip, as we always do, including coming up in about 25 minutes. You're not going to believe what this Boston radio host said about the Cavs. Not going to believe it. A lot still to get to. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.